The NTSB wants to talk safety. The SpaceX Dragon gets an A-OK on crew accommodations testing. And the ribbon cutting for Berlin's new airport is being pushed back by several months. This is Aero News for Wednesday, May 9th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The National Transportation Safety Board has announced that it will hold a two-day forum focused on safety issues related to general aviation on June 19th and 20th in Washington, D.C. The event, titled General Aviation Safety, Climbing to the Next Level, will be chaired by NTSB Chairman Deborah A.P. Herzman, and all five board members will participate. Over the years, the NTSB has issued numerous safety recommendations addressing general aviation operations, and last year added general aviation safety to its revamped Most Wanted list of transportation safety improvements. Among the key safety issues the forum will address are pilot training and performance, pilot access to and use of weather-related information, and aircraft design and certification. Panelists participating in the forum will represent industry, government, academia, and professional associations. A detailed agenda and list of participants will be released closer to the date of the event. The forum will be held in the NTSB Boardroom and Conference Center in Washington, D.C. The forum is open to the public and free of charge. In addition, the forum will be viewable on a webcast. SpaceX has finished an important evaluation of a prototype Dragon spacecraft designed to carry people into orbit. The key milestone is part of SpaceX's partnership with NASA under a funded Space Act agreement to advance the design of crew transportation vehicles. The primary goal of the test was to determine whether the layout will allow astronauts to maneuver effectively in the vehicle. As part of the Commercial Crew Development Round 2, or CCDEV-2 agreement, the company invited astronauts and engineers to its headquarters in Hawthorne, California, to conduct the evaluation. The prototype was equipped with seats, lighting, environmental control and life support systems, conceptual displays and controls, cargo racks, and other interior systems. During a pair of two-day reviews, Space Shuttle veterans Rex Walheim, Tony Antonelli, Eric Boe, and Tim Kopra participated in so-called human factor assessments. This included entering and exiting Dragon under normal and emergency scenarios. They also performed reach and visibility evaluations, and the overall results were positive. This is the seventh of 10 milestones SpaceX must meet under the CCDEV-2 agreement, which continues through July 31st. This includes the development of a launch abort system for crew escape during launch or ascent. All of NASA's industry partners continue to meet their established milestones in developing safe, reliable, and affordable commercial crew transportation capabilities. The opening of a new airport in Berlin has been pushed back at least several months by problems with a fire security system. Bloomberg News cites reports from Reuters and the German media, which indicate that a planned move of equipment scheduled for June 2nd between Tegel and Schönefeld airports to the new Brandenburg-Willy Brandt airport has already been canceled. Two German airlines had already scheduled flights for several thousand passengers from the new airport beginning on June 3rd. One of the two, Lufthansa, said that it would proceed with its expanded schedule despite the delay. The airline said through a spokesperson that it was already negotiating with Tegel Airport for additional slots for the flights scheduled in and out of Brandenburg. The airport is considered symbolic in Berlin, which became the capital of a reunified Germany some 13 years ago. The new airport is intended to replace two facilities which served the city during the Cold War. Reuters UK reports that this is the second time the opening of the airport has been delayed. Officials in Germany now say they hope the airport will open after the school holidays in late August. Even as the company is entering a voluntary Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the successful first flight of the Hawker 400 XPR engine test article was announced Monday by Hawker Beechcraft Global Customer Support. This was the first flight of an upgraded aircraft with the new Williams International FJ44-4A-32 engines. The Hawker 400 XPR upgrade combines the increased power of the Williams International FJ44-4A-32 engines with the superior aerodynamics of genuine Hawker winglets. Also available are optional Rockwell Collins ProLine 21 avionics and a number of system enhancements that significantly improve performance, operating cost, and resale value. The company anticipates certification in September of this year. Well, the Federal Aviation Administration has repeatedly dragged its feet in responding to whistleblower complaints about safety problems, and stronger oversight of air safety is needed, a government watchdog said on Tuesday. In a story reported by the Everett Washington Herald newspaper, Special Counsel Carolyn Lerner, whose job is to protect from retaliation government employees who expose mismanagement or wrongdoing, detailed 7 FAA whistleblower cases in letters to the White House and Congress. The cases, Lerner said, quote, paint a picture of an agency with insufficient responsiveness given its critical public safety mission, end quote. Some of the cases are years old, but Lerner said air traffic controllers and other FAA whistleblowers continued to point out safety problems after making their initial allegations because the agency failed to take promised actions to correct the problems. Other cases were more recent. The FAA has one of the highest rates of whistleblower filings per employee of any government agency, Lerner said. The counsel's office has received 178 whistleblower disclosures from FAA employees since 2007, 89 of which related to aviation safety. When Aero News continues, did you miss the news about the hurricane in Texas? The term star-studded just doesn't do it justice. Got a complaint about airline customer service? Well, Big Brother is coming to the rescue.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3200.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, May 9th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Hurricane preparedness is no joking matter along the Gulf Coast, and you may have missed it, but this past week, a storm blew into Brownsville, Texas, bounced back into the Gulf, and made a second landfall along the upper Texas coast, causing significant damage to infrastructure. Fortunately, it was all a test. Part of the North American Aerospace Defense Command and U.S. Northern Command's Ardent Sentry 12 Homeland Security and Disaster Response Exercise. In the Texas scenario, command posts were established in Houston, San Antonio, and Alexandria, Louisiana, and support was provided by members of the Civil Air Patrol. But Texas was just one event. Elsewhere, Ardent Sentry 12 included field training events in Alaska, Connecticut, North Dakota, Oregon, and Nova Scotia, Canada, involving U.S. and Canadian military units and responses to such simulated disasters as a nuclear weapons incident at an Air Force base and an air crash in a remote area, as well as other weather-related calamities. Ardent Sentry is held annually to sharpen the readiness skills of local, state, and national organizations in responding to national-level emergencies, including natural disasters and terrorism incidents. Today is the final day of this annual exercise. The Charles A. and Ann Morrow Lindbergh Foundation confirmed Tuesday that legendary airshow performer and test pilot Bob Hoover will join speakers Neil Armstrong, Jim Lovell, and Gene Cernan for the foundation's 35th anniversary gala at the Explorers Club on May 18th. In addition, the foundation announced that noted author Reeve Lindbergh, youngest daughter of Charles and Ann Morrow Lindbergh, will also participate in the program. The event will celebrate the 85th anniversary of that first transatlantic flight by Charles Lindbergh, including Hoover's remarks of how he met Lindbergh and engaged with him throughout their careers in aviation. For those lucky enough to attend, it's sure to be an unforgettable event. Personally, I'll have to settle for some microwave popcorn and a late-night viewing of the Jimmy Stewart classic, The Spirit of St. Louis. Well, have you had it up to here with airline customer service? Good news, the federal government is here to help. USA Today reports that a little-known part of the FAA Reauthorization Act that passed Congress in February is a directive to Transportation Secretary LaHood to establish a 4-seat committee to evaluate existing programs to protect consumers and recommend improvements. I know I'm resting easier already. Of course, there is the usual government catch-22. Two of the 4 seats are to be filled with someone representing the airlines and another representing the airport industry. The idea for the committee originated with the Flyers' Rights Organization, widely recognized as having the broadest support of any nonprofit public interest group representing consumers in the travel industry. And there is significant support for founder Kate Haney to be named to the committee. Still, many observers would say it's unlikely the group will be effective because at least two seats will be filled by people whose employers have opposed most, if not all, aviation consumer protection regulation and have vested interest adverse to consumer protection. Well, those of us who've never skydived often ask the question, why would you want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane? But what about when the airplane isn't perfectly good? Around noon on Saturday in Hoke County, North Carolina, a Cessna 206 took off with four jumpers aboard, heading out to a parachute demonstration in Fayetteville. The plane experienced a power loss climbing through 1,100 feet, which prompted the skydivers to exit the aircraft. All four landed safely in a field near the future site, ironically, of the Hoke Community Hospital, while the pilot made a successful dead stick landing in a field about a half mile away with no injuries reported. The four jumpers, it turns out, are all ex-military and most former members of the Army jump demonstration team, the Golden Knights. A spokesman for the group said, quote, "We pride ourselves on safety. We were able to make a bad situation good that saved our lives," end quote. Even the pilot must have been carrying a rabbit's foot, for after executing that dead stick landing, he was able to restore power and, with the help of the North Carolina Highway Patrol, taxi the aircraft back to the airport on public streets. Thank goodness this didn't occur in Mayberry, North Carolina, because you can only imagine the scene if Barney Fife had found himself in control. And about the Golden Knights, there are none finer. I was privileged to fly with them once. Note I said fly, not jump. Still, I was strapped into a chute and given the pre-flight briefing that time doesn't permit me to detail here, but it went something like this. If anything happens, one of us will get on each side of you and escort you out the back of the airplane and deploy your chute at the appropriate time. But if that doesn't work, don't worry. The automatic altimeter will deploy your chute at a safe altitude. But if that doesn't work, don't worry. Just pull this ring. But if that doesn't work, don't worry. Just pull open these snaps and start throwing fabric in the air. But if that doesn't work, well, it'll be too late, so don't worry anyway. Fortunately, my Golden Knights experience ended with the squeal of tires returning to the runway and not under a canopy. Time to say Geronimo and pull the ripcord on this edition of Aero News. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.